Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up, what up, everybody? It's PDP. You're not tuned in to Word on the Street on Blog Talk Radio. On 7 Athletes Respectful League Network. You know who I am. My name is PDP. As I just said, hope everybody out there having a great day today. Be out there riding on the road, or be out there walking your dog, feeding your kids, you know, whatever it is. Hope you're doing it to the best of your ability. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a great day to be alive. And especially a great day if you got the opportunity, if you got kids out there, if you got a teacher that cares about you, if you got a mentor that cares about you. It is a great day to get better. You know what I'm saying? So just give me a few minutes. I'll let you vibe out to one of my favorite beats, and we're going to get started for the SHOW. Yo, it's not a word on the street with your boy PDP. If you're driving or if you're getting something to eat, we got bars! We got bars! Y'all don't judge me on the rap skills right there, but I do got a freestyle coming for you guys. I was online, I was searching, and I ran across something that I feel like is pretty funny. I really think you guys are going to enjoy this right here. I'm not even going to say what it is. I'm just going to play it. You got to listen to it. 50 word on the street, hit me up. 877-921-1656. Here we go. Freestyle time, baby. Let's go.
Pay no school to the dog, boy. Turn around, tell the kids stay at school. Leave out the house and every peeking out the window. Show the pistol to the neighbors and the neighbors. Ooh. I don't give a fuck about a nigga caregiver. I be with the niggas that'll fuck their stepsisters. I be with the niggas that'll kill your caregiver. I do Brazilian wax on the head, nigga, the whole lot.
Head rimmed up, me looking like I'm tripped up. Clippers in my school, but I'm not trying to get cut up. What I say, what didn't I say, but what got done? What you wanna do then, bud? Fun! I'm on one.
I just came from the gun store. That's why I spent about 10 grand. Got your parents wearing black clothes. They got your homeless wearing shit bags. They got need a hit, man. About to go kidnap a rich man. They got need a hit, man. I can't trust the next man. Thank Lord for my weed, man. But right now we playing phone tag.
Is he done? Boss. In the gym. What do I live for? Why? Because I'm doing something that's no longer cool. Pick tails off of kids, but only these little ones. When I see you, homie, I'll be like,
Thank you for my hit, man. About to go kidnap the big man. As you can see, I got big plans to be the big man. I thank you for my hit, man. This for all my fans and best fans. Hit MDMA off a bitch ass.
What are you saying? Come on, man. Are you playing? What? Taking long? I'm like, come on, dude. I'm slaying. Keep looking, homie, and I might have to sell you. You don't want these? Knuckle up, homie, and you gonna be like trees.
Did I tell who that was? Did you tell who that was? Did you know who that was? Hit me up. 877-921-1656. It's right on the street with your boy PDP. Man, did you guys know who that was? I'm telling you. Those are two little short guys, and I think Kevin Hart is the one who mixed it up and put it together. But if you guys don't follow Lil Wayne a little bit, Lil Wayne has put out a cipher, and if you ask me, it's really not the best cipher in the world, man. Lil Wayne, you're supposed to be the best rapper in the world, man, but Lil Wayne got the other two best rappers in the world working for him. So he ain't got to work as hard, so he's out doing what he really want to do, just chilling, which is, like he said in the cipher, his goal is to be the boss, you know what I'm saying? So, whatever that means. I guess he want to be Frank, man, so he can stop paying Lil Wayne and Drake. I mean, stop paying Drake and Nicki Minaj. I don't know, but that was a little thing with Lil Wayne, Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart got his What Now tour going on right now, which I do need to remind myself to go buy some tickets for me and my wife. That's what I'm going to do. As soon as I get off of here. And because he's going to be, I believe he's going to be in Dallas in August. So, yeah, my wife just started her new job. After the 90-day period, she can go ahead and go somewhere. We can go on a trip. So that's going to be right in 90 days. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. What on the street with your boy, Pete. And what we're going to talk about today is how to be successful. Before we get into being how to be successful, did you hear what's going on with Common? Common and John Legend recently just won an Oscar at the Oscars for best song, I believe, on the soundtrack called On the Selma Contract. Man, if you haven't heard the song is great. It will move you. If you about to go out and go speak to some people, that's a song you want to listen to. Regardless of what you really about to do, I'm telling you, this song will get you. But this is what he said on an interview with Jon Stewart. He goes, Common says racism can end if blacks extend a hand in love to whites. What do you think about that? It says, rapper Common recently appeared on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart and opened up with his thoughts on how black and white people can move past things that keep racism afloat. I mean, what do you think? Do you think we can end racism if black people lend out a hand and all this black people? I believe that's what black people has been trying to do back in the day. I haven't given this too much thought. But I feel like that's what black people have been trying to do. We just want to be accepted. And so Common really has a point right there, because I feel like that's what we've been trying to do. Ever since it's not like black people just not trying to be politicians. It's not black people just not trying to be doctors and lawyers. It's not like black people are just now trying to be police officers. Black people, if you do your history, you go to Tulsa, Oklahoma, where I'm from, man, it's one of the biggest riots. Black people was one of the biggest, was one of the most successful towns in the world, if not the successful town in the world. And the white people came and just burned it down. It's like back in the day, if you're a people of color, and you couldn't do nothing positive. It's not like they was not trying to, but the white people wasn't accepting it. So now I think nowadays more white people are more accepting. That's why you got interracial relationships. When 9 times out of 10, it's that kid who chooses to be in that interracial relationships, even though their parent is telling them not to. So they just going along with what they've been taught in school, which being taught in school, you're not taught racism. You know what I mean? You're not taught to treat people in a certain way unless you go to like one of those rich Catholic schools or one of those schools that's really, you have one race more significantly from one another. You know what I mean? Because then you got the kids coming in like, no, we can't hang around him. He's black. No, we can't hang around him. He's stupid. No, you can't hang around him. He's retarded. No, we can't hang around him. He don't know how to speak. You know, that's when you have that. But usually when you grow up in a public school system and you got an almost equal race, those kids are going to develop a mind of their own just because they're being taught racism at home in an early age, because I believe that's where racism begins, is at an early age at home. So when they get to school, they get around friends and they see, man, we're all just alike. You know what I mean? We're all made in God's image. We're all made to be here on this earth to become closer to our maker and become better, but not better to compete, become better as a person individually, then become better than that person we were in that mirror yesterday. That's what I'm saying. So I feel like Common does have a point, and I think nowadays more white people are more accepting to blacks and other races. You know what I mean? I feel like we are. I feel like we have been trying to extend our hand, but then we got to a point to where we stopped. I feel like that's where Malcolm X and Black Panthers came in. That Black Panthers was not a threat. Black Panthers was a form of organization that we got. That we was black people in a room. It was like we need to become our own stoplight. And then it started from there. And then it started. They brought their own stoplight in Oakland, California. They were black because black kids kept getting hit by cars because there was no stop sign, no stoplight. You know what I mean? So they got out there, they did it themselves. Then they formed the Black Panther Organization. That was nothing. That was to stop police brutality right there. But they did them guys. Did their homework? Did their research? And then to let the police know you can't treat us like that. We have a lawful right to carry this weapon. We have a lawful right to call you a pig. As long as you calling us out of your name, we can call you out of their name. And that's all the Black Panthers was, but we were a threat to FBI, man. Flooded their neighborhood with drugs. And we all know what's up with drugs, man, and Black people. That's one thing. We put bloods in our neighborhood, now you give it to our people thinking that we hustling, thinking that we getting it the right way, and we really getting it the wrong way. And it brings me up to one of my favorite songs by T-U-P-A-C, which is Tupac, you know what I'm saying? His life worth living instead of blast myself. He said, I made a G today, but you made it in a sleazy way. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, then the FBI took the drugs, put it in our neighborhood, gave it to some people who didn't have no money but had the desire to make some money. And to them, probably that prayer was being answered, but it was being answered in a way that's killing our own people, because now they're getting fronted some weight from the FBI, and now they taking it, profiting all the money, and that's selling drugs to the community. And now when you start taking them drugs, you lose your desire to get better. You lose that desire to want to help people, because now you just want to get high. You just want to get that next fix. You know what I'm saying? So that's usually what happens. Well, that's not usually that's usually what happens when drugs get involved. And so, man, it really deteriorated the Black community. And now we got people rapping about that particular lifestyle, which, because they see that's how they can make some money and get their family out the hood. But then they saving one family. But they are ruining so many others, because they out here talking what they used to do, and now these kids are taking this music and they trying to live it. And I'm guilty of it too, you know, but I didn't go to an extent. But then, to take it to another step, you got these white kids out going around shooting schools up and stuff, and they blaming it on rap music. And then that's when they blaming it on rap music. And now that artist who's using their form of art to get up out the hood, now he's been attacked by the government and the police. And I was like, wow, I'm just making music. But then you're not realizing the responsibility that comes with it. Just like kind of preacher, I'm scared. I really think I was maybe called to be a preacher and stuff like that. And remember, but that's scary, because you're going to be judged. You're going to be judged. You know, harder when you get to the gates of heaven. Because you are dealing with lives, you're dealing with people's souls, and then you're dealing with offerings. When people give you an offering, sometimes they can just have $5 in their pocket, but they're gonna give you their last five, looking to get a reap from their soul, you know. And that's just not cool. You know what I mean? So that's a very touchy subject of it, man. I really feel like I was born to speak, but whenever I get into, you know, that type of stuff, man, it just really touches me. That stuff scares me. It scares me. I just put it like that. It scares me. I've seen another side. I'm a believer. I pray. And it's just like, that stuff is real. I can't stand people or pastors who don't really understand it. Look at it as a hustle. Some people look at it as a hustle. There you go, right there. That's the best way I can put it. Don't look at it as a hustle, man. Look at it as a way of just trying to maintain. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. Because, man, as you say, man, I ain't gonna get all. Teriyaki and stuff like that, but man, I found out like just a few years ago that my grandma and grandpa is a preacher, and then they kind of made sense to me. I was like, oh my goodness, then maybe that's why I don't do nothing that's wrong. You know what I mean? Not to toot my own horn, but you can put $1 million in front of it. I won't even take a penny. You know what I mean? But then that's crazy. But anyway, highlighting a little bit. One of my favorite songs, Tupac, Change. Here we go. Thank you. like that. That's the best part of the song, man. I just love that beat. Love on it. Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. I see no changes. I wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? I should have flashed myself. I'm tired of being poor, but even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops pull a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a Negro. Man, that's some real stuff. That's some real stuff. And it was speaking. Man, that song came out after he was dead. Come on now. After he died, he was on that stuff. Back then, that's why some people call Tupac the Black Jesus and stuff. And for the people who don't really, if the most successful Holly Black people are fans of hip hop. You know what I mean? Not rap, but hip hop. Man, hip hop saved so many lives back then, back in the era. Hip hop still saving lives to this day. So I'm just saying, as people, let's become successful. Let's be great. We can do this. We got this. Look in that mirror. You are the biggest competition. You are the biggest competition. Nobody's holding you back. If you broke right now because you're chasing the dream, that's okay. If you're involved and your chick is holding you down, that's okay. She's the keeper. Keep it with you. But if you're broke and your butt is sitting at home and you need to be at school, slap yourself. Get up off of that couch. Get off that corner. Put that blunt down. Put that 40 down. Get up out of it. Put that stuff down. Get up out there. Get up out that seat. Quit being delusional. Quit being feeling sorry for yourself. Quit saying you're going to do this. And quit saying you're going to do that. And you get up off your ass. And you get up. And you're going to do that. I talked to one of my friends the other day. He listened to my show whenever I interviewed McKenna Dixon. He goes, man, you ain't never been to someone who always thinking of quick rich schemes, but you always thinking of things to get better and try to make yourself better. And I was like, yeah, man, you're right. I've been on this stuff for a minute. Ever since I've been like 12 years old, probably longer. Ever since I've been 9 years old, me and my first cousin Jason, been on this music, man. I've been saying we're going to be doing this and doing it ever since 9 years old. And ever since in high school, everything just got better. And then once I got in college, I started getting scholarship checks. I was able to put a little bit of money. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't even tripping on that. So a lot of people don't know how long you've been doing things. But what I'm saying, stop being delusional. Well, like I said, it's 2,000 broke. If you're broke and you're out there trying to make a living and trying to be better with yourself, man, it's okay. Your girl holding you down, keep it with you. But just when you get to where you want to be, don't let it go. Because a man's loyalty is tested when he has everything. A woman's loyalty is tested when he has nothing. So with that being said, man, when we got the choice of when we finally get to where we want to be, people start noticing the success we got. That's when them devils come. The devil don't come in a red dress with pointy horns. I mean, a devil don't come in a red suit with pointy horns. Sometimes he can come in a red dress with some white heels. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes the devil can come in wearing some long heels, red bottoms. Long heels, red bottoms. You know what I'm saying? A devil comes in all your wants, your desires, and your dreams. And then it's like, just like Kanye West says the best in the 4 5 second songs with him, Rihanna, and Paul McCartney. He said, they trying to pay me for my pride, but my pride just ain't up for sale because I'm 4 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 4 days to Friday. Hey, I'm telling you, man, woo woo. Hey, that song, man, it just calms me down because sometimes I'll be like, shoot, and today is Tuesday, and I'm just, shoot, I'm telling you, man, well, shout out to them for you know, making that song because, woo, I'm telling you, how could I be so reckless? You know what I'm talking about? 4 5 seconds. But anyway, there's two types of broke. That's broke and sitting on the couch not doing nothing, and then you got that ambitious broke. Girls love that ambitious broke. So girls love security. Girls, and well, the sad thing about potential, we all have potential. We all, once we're given a gift of life to wake up, we all have that potential to be great. So just because somebody says you have some potential, don't take that stuff to head. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody has potential. You know what I'm talking about? And average is just as close to the bottom as it is to the top. So why try to be average? Why get in something to halfway do it? Get in something and try to be the best at it. It's not as best as we can. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was trying to say from Jay Z lyrics, but it actually left my head. But that's G-double-O-D good. But hey, but get up off the couch and this is how you try to be. This is how you be successful. And this ain't, I didn't get this out of no book. This is just something I'm not reading that off no paper. I'm giving you experience. Experience is the best teacher. This is how you be successful. You be successful. First, you got to realize that maybe you're not successful. First, you got to realize, it's not that you're not successful. First, you got to realize that. First, you got to realize that, man. What happened? Like, because usually you have to sit down with yourself. Sit down with yourself in the bed, just like an athlete. When an athlete is going through training camp, when an athlete is going through spring ball, or going through the season, an athlete knows how good knows how really good he is at the end of the day when he lays down after he gets through talking to God or whatever, even if he does talk to God. But usually when he's laid down by himself, an athlete knows that if he's second or third team, he usually knows that team, that person in front of him is better than him. But he might tell his cousins or his camp folks, you know, his mom or dad, talking about his politics. Or, you know, they just screwing me over. But you know in your head when you lay down and you talk to God or you talk to yourself that you know that you're not better than that person. So, but you want to come up with these excuses and things or whatnot and try to act like, you know, that it's politics and that is that. But you know at the end of the day that you really can't compete with that person in front of you. So with that being said, you try to form some security with yourself. You know what I mean? And trying to form security with yourself, and then you come up with these lies, and then people start believing these lies. So that's what I'm saying. You gotta come into realization with yourself is that, okay, what have I been doing up to this point? Am I where I want to be at? Why am I here? What happened? How did I get here? Did I lose some friends? Did I gain some friends? Am I around the wrong friends? Did I pick up some wrong hobbies? Am I doing something different than I did in high school? Am I doing something? Am I going the wrong direction? Or have I found myself in jail? Have I found myself with a DUI? Have I found myself with a DWI? Have I found myself breaking in and in the home? Have I found myself talking back to my parents? Have I found my grades dropping? Have I found myself having premarital sex? Have I found myself drug dealing? Have I found myself doing whatever it is? So you have to come into realization with yourself that, okay, just like an addict in the 12-step program, they have to realize that they have a problem. And then that's whenever once you realize you have a problem, then that's when you can address it. One thing my pops used to always tell me, he was like, Pete, if you got to tell me something, if you got into trouble, tell me right now. Don't tell no one because it's just going to get worse from there. So that's what I'm saying to you. You realize that you want to go down a different path. You want to move to a different state. You want to get another job. You want to start your own radio. You want to start your own business. You want to do something. You want to do something to make your mama proud. You know what I'm saying? First, you got to come into realization with yourself. Maybe you ain't S-H-I-T. Maybe you have been a deadbeat daddy. Maybe you have been a negative person to your community. Maybe you have been selling drugs. Now you want to turn your life around. First, you got to acknowledge what you was doing, right? After you acknowledge what you was doing, then you got to find out, okay, why was I doing that, though? Well, why was I out there getting having sex with all these women? Did I get my heart broke? Why am I out there selling these drugs? Am I just trying to get the money for my daughter? Or am I just out here just trying to buy a new watch? So what is your motive? So then you got to be like, why did you end up like that? After you come up with a why you was doing that, then you got to come up with what is it that you really was doing? What was your attitude before you got to that point? What was your attitude before you hit that blunt? What was your attitude before you decided to take some of that bullet light? What was your attitude before you decided to put on that condom and have sex with that girl? What was your attitude before you felt like you was going down that negative road? Then that's what you got to think about with yourself. Nobody knows what it is. Only you know what it is. Usually, people, little kids are so, also I love little kids, man, because little kids, and if you want to know the truth, a little kid will tell you the truth. Your breath stick, your kid will know, because they don't really know any difference. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. So, like, usually when you're a little kid, you're so full of life, you're so full of gratification, you're so full of love that you feel like you can conquer the world. You could be anything you want to be, right? But then once life starts hitting you, the bills start coming in, and consequences, because every decision has choices, whether it's positive or negative, them wrong choices start coming in, wrong consequences start coming in, or the right consequences start coming in, and then it's like you start to you trying to just get caught up with just paying the bills, you know what I'm saying? And getting caught up in paying the bills, man, I feel like he was just a dead man walking. But when you're a dead man walking, there's nothing worse than that. I felt like I have been a dead man walking. I have been there to where it's just I found no love. It was always hate. And something positive happened in my life, I knew something negative was coming right after. So I never did took time to enjoy it. So first you got to figure out what you were doing. Then you got to figure out why you were doing it. Then you got to figure out what it is that made you be that person before you hit that blunt, before you had sex, before it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You got to acknowledge it. Only way to face the problem is tackle it head on. There's no way to go. There's no way around the problem. You must go through and through it. Address it. I'm telling you, because you'll feel much better. Because and guys, we know this more than anybody. Come on, we lie about the most stupidest things sometimes, especially growing up. Because what do? Oh, we all want a girlfriend. When we get that girlfriend, what all we do? Majority of us. What do we do when we get a girlfriend? We want to get another girlfriend. And then sometimes we want to get another one. Sometimes then you want to get another one. Most of us ain't cool till we got a whole basketball team. Once we got a whole basketball team, then it's like, shoot, I got to get somebody off the bench. Just in case this girl tripping or this girl tripping. This girl on the bench, I know she's taking me out to eat. So what do we do with that? We got to reform these lies that we have to tell each and every one of these girls. Then we forget. Or sometimes... Some people like, well, I got three girls, right? I'm married now. This is before I was married. I would take this girl to this ice cream shop, this girl to this movie theater, and this girl to another movie theater. And so I would never get them mixed up because I wouldn't switch the places. Because I would only go to this movie theater with this girl. Just because. I'm like, yeah, we went to this movie theater. And so I know that it was her. But that's just little things, that's lies that we tell to maneuver these ladies' feelings. You know, but let me tell you something. It's usually those same guys who was trying to be a player in the middle school and stuff like that, who usually end up falling for the girl, another girl, once you get older, then, That's when everything starts to go sideways for a minute, you know what I'm saying? And that's why most dudes is out there being the players and calling girls bees and hoes and stuff, because they didn't have their heart broke. You know what I'm saying? So first you gotta acknowledge that you're not successful. First you gotta acknowledge that you do want to change, you do want to be successful. Then you gotta figure out why you was acting the way you were, you know, before you hit that first blunt, before you started from another sex, whatever it is. You know, and just some advice that I would say, man, just give your arm a kiss. Give your arm a kiss. It takes 7 seconds to come up with a decision. When I say give your arm a kiss, because that's an acronym. It's called keep it simple. If you want to take it another step forward, it's called keep it simple, stupid. You know what I'm saying? Because that's one thing my papa used to always tell me. Keep it simple. Like before you do something, before you go to the park, and I know a lot of people don't understand. A lot of people can just go to the park and not need nothing. It's just a nice sunny day. But sometimes people go to the park and be like, well, let me drink this Bud Light before I go. So now you got a buzz going to the park. And everything just seems two times as better. So now from that moment on, every time you go to the park, you got to get a Bud Light in order to go to the park. For instance, if you train in a sport and then it's like you get hurt or something, so now before the game, once you got hurt, now before the game, you take these pain medicines. And I was watching this stuff from these guys from on the East Coast. I'm not going to say the team name because a guy ended up dying. But they got hurt. The star quarterback got hurt, started taking pain medicine. So now before every game, he started taking pain medicine. So now, not only before the game, now it becomes every day. So now he becomes dependent on it, and now and then eventually he ended up killing himself because he couldn't live with himself no more. So that's what you got to do. Acknowledge the why that you start doing that, and then once you sit down with yourself in the realization, be real with yourself, then you can go ahead and just keep it moving and go from there. But it's definitely not easy. It's definitely not easy, but it's definitely worth it. Walk by faith and not sight is one thing not all people can do. That's why I do feel like God talks to some of his stronger soldiers, and then he gets them to walk by faith and not by sight, which brings me up to my homie who I got on the phone who's going to bless the show. What's up, Mr. Ivy? Are you there with me, brother?
Yes, sir. I'm on. Nike has a three-word phrase, and that phrase is just do it. Just do it. Want to encourage whoever's listening today to just do it. Don't let anything hold you back from being and doing what you're supposed to be and who you're supposed to be. Just do it. I was talking to a friend the other day, and me and another good brother of mine, when we were younger, we were living in Muskogee at the time. We just knew we had been called by the Lord to preach, and so because we knew we had a call on our lives, then and we wanted to see young people be delivered and young people, you know, walk in the power of God. One of the things that we decided to do was have a youth conference. And had never done it. I was like, had to be 16 at the time, 15, 16 years old at the time. I was probably 16, 17 at the time. But had never done a conference or anything like that. Didn't know what it took to put one on. And we did it. And it was very successful. And talking to a friend, we talked about, like, man, what happened to that young person that just did it? And what happened was you grow up and you start looking at money. Well, it's going to cost this much to do this, and it's going to cost that much. And all we had back then was faith, but yet we were able to have this great, successful youth conference in the city that we grew up in. And so I want to say that to everybody. So many times the older we get, it's like the less we stop dreaming and the less we stop having faith in ourselves and the less we just give up on things like that. And we allow our reality and where we are to be the final say. And whoever's listening, however old you are, however young you are, just do it. Whatever's in your heart, do it. Don't let anything stop you. I'm reminded of a story, and I'm done. A story in the Bible. There were ten men that came to Jesus, and they were what you call leprous men. They had a skin disease called leprosy. And long story short, they wanted to be healed. Jesus told them, in order for you all to be healed, go show yourselves to the priest. I could get into all of that and what all that means, but at the end of the day, this is what happened. He said, if you want to be healed, go show yourselves to the priest. They in turn, start going. The Bible doesn't say that Jesus healed them. The Bible actually says they were healed as they went, which means that they just did it. They had a word from the Lord Jesus, and because they heard his voice and his command, they just did it. And so maybe that's you today. Maybe you have a dream or a gift in you that you're just trying to get out of you. Man, just do it. And you'll be surprised at what happens, who will come help you as you just do it. So that's my word to you today. Just do it.
Oh, man, y'all heard him. Y'all heard him himself right there. That's Mr. Stephen Alvey. Show him a little. Go to soaringeveryday.com. Read up on his bio, man. This is a dude. Tremendous courage, just like you said, man. 16, 17. Just went ahead and did that youth conference. I'm telling you, and that's what's up, Mr. Abby, right there. And let me ask you something: are you guys doing something around Arkansas this time? You guys looking to do another conference? Like, are you trying to help the youth out down there, or like I see you on Facebook? You know what I'm saying? I'm like choreographing choirs and stuff. You saying like that's what you want to do and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, what's some insight, man, that you got going on right now?
Right now, not doing a lot, just kind of focused on doing a few things here within the church. just trying to maintain the weekly responsibilities that has with it. And so not at this point, maybe in the future, I'll be looking to do something like that. And actually, if we do it, it'll be in Oklahoma with a couple of my cousins. And so still kind of in the very early stages, early talk.
Oh, okay. I thought you'd have heard of Summer Blaze, right? That goes on in Muskogee.
Uh huh.
You can hit up Lonnie, DD, and all them, Mr. Lang. I'm pretty sure they'll let you be involved. I spoke at the
I'm actually on
that
team
a couple years ago. Oh, you're on the team?
Yeah. I did it last year. Helped out last year.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's what's up. Oh, yeah, so you good. Oh, you good, she did. Gucci, baby, dinner.
Yes, sir.
Gucci, baby, dinner. Hey! That's what's up. Well, all right, Mr. Avi. Been nice chatting to you, man. I'll talk to you tomorrow, my brother.
Sounds good.
Same short time, different short day. All right, man, talk
yes,
to you
sir.
Tomorrow.
All right.
All right, peace. Yeah, that was Mr. Stephen Ivey, straight up out of Arkansas. Go to soreveryday.com. Check out the man's bio. Real driven guy. But let's go ahead and get on with the show. Let's try to be successful, man. Now, we ain't going to try to be successful. We all going to be successful. You got to claim it. You can't just be out there talking about, you can't be all delusional. And I'm standing on the block with my cock and you're doing, I'm a cop. Hey, PDP. Nah, you can't be out there doing all that type of stuff, man. If you're going to talk about it, be about it. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody knows somebody. Most people say it ain't what you know, it's who you know. I ain't even going to say it's not what you know, who you know. When I went to Disney a few years ago, they said it's not about that. It's about who knows you. You can know the president. We all know Barack Obama, but he don't know us. You know what I'm saying? We all know Michael Jordan, but he don't know us. We all know PDP, but I don't know you. No, I'm just playing. Yeah, it ain't about what you know, it's who you know. It's all about who knows you. Because once they get to the point where they know you, then maybe they can talk to you. And let me tell you this, no one else will put you on. Ain't nobody going to put you on. Ain't nothing going to put you on but hard work. That will put you on. For instance, when somebody walks into my job talking about, hey, is your wife still looking for a job? I'm like, for shizzle. I can't say my nizzle because she wasn't black. Nah, I'm playing. But yeah, she walks into talking about, hey, is your wife still looking for a job? I'm like, yes. And she gave me the website. Tell her to apply here. She applied there. But I just presented the opportunity. It was her hard work that did it, that put it on once she went into the interview and then eventually got the job at the University Medical Center down here in Lubbock, Texas. Shout out to Ms. Sabrina Richardson. That's what I'm talking about, baby girl. Go ahead and do your thing. Continue to soar. But nothing or nobody will put you on. Only your hard work list. So after you sit down, come into realization, okay, some things in my life have to change. The things in my life have to change. So whenever you come up with the things in your life that have to change, think about why you're doing those things. Like I gave an example. You can walk to the park and be sober and enjoy the park, but it's that day that you decide to have a Bud Light or smoke a blunt before you go to the park, which makes things so much more intense. So not before you go to the park, you have to do those. You got to contribute in those negative things to go to the park, in which – that, and then eventually it goes from doing it before you go to the park, then it becomes doing it every weekend, then it becomes doing it every day, and then it becomes dependent a dependency on it. Then it becomes, dang, I need to save this much amount in my check just because it has to go to my bag of weed or it has to go to my 30-pack or it has to go to a bag of condoms or it has to go to a hotel room or it has to go to something that I'm going to say to try to manipulate some people out to money. You never know. Like you never know. So what I'm saying is, if you just keep it simple, if you just kiss, you know what I'm saying? Keep it simple. And then if you want to put the other S on it, if you're stupid, then say keep it simple, stupid. And just go on from there. But once you come into the realization of why you're doing some things, and let me tell you, you're not successful when you think of it, but you are successful the day, not when you get there, but you are successful the day that you start moving to whatever it is that you try to move to. That's when you are successful. Because let me tell you, people see that. People see you moving. You are successful the day you start moving towards your goal. I'm not going to say you're not successful when you reach your goal. You are successful once you start to realize that you are moving towards your goal, because then you're waking up with the purpose. Then you're waking up with the passion. Then you're waking up in the fashion and trying not just to smash it. Hey, nah, that's pretty free. That's what I'm talking about. I hit you with something from Common. I hit you a little freestyle from Kevin Hart, Lil Wayne. Kind of gave you the world with Mr. Stephen Ivey. It tells you how to be successful. I mean, just sit down with yourself. Sit down with yourself. If you got some friends that are telling you you can't do something, get rid of them. If you got your family telling you that you can't do something, that you ain't going to move out, hey, laugh. Use that as motivation. Use that as motivation to get up out the hood. And that's what I'm going to leave you with today. That is Word on the Street with your boy, Petey Pete. Hope everybody have a blessed day. See you on the same short time, different short day. Straight like that. And I'm
again. I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise, to love.
Came to win, to survive, prosper.